Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we start out, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, we do have a caller on the line, and I know who it is, so we're going to take his question. It's Mike in Clearwater. So, Mike, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise, ma'am. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. One thing that concerns me and that we don't seem to be hearing about except for a little blurb is Biden and the Democrats have expressed interest, and I don't know if they're taking steps to do this, which I hope they don't. They want to get back into this nuclear treaty with Iran. Now, the Israelis have let us know in no uncertain terms that they do have the right to defend themselves, which they absolutely do, and that they will not hesitate to do so. I'm quite frankly surprised that they haven't already done it. I think they've exercised extreme restraint. You know, they have one of the world's most elite intelligence services, the Mossad. You know, you don't want to be on the wrong end of the Mossad because you will probably not be seen or heard from ever again. So my question to you, Denise, I really am terrified that World War III is around the corner. They say the Iranians, in a very short period of time, will be able to manufacture or create a nuclear weapon, and I just don't see the Israelis standing by and allowing that to happen. I do believe that at some point, no matter how, you know, we can tell them, you know, don't do anything, just sit back, please, just be, you know, restrain yourself. But at some point, if they feel like they're going to be threatened, I guarantee you they're going to do something. And when that happens, the you-know-what is going to hit the fan, as they say. So what are your comments on that? Thank you very much, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
We have pretty much, the United States pretty much has dominion over any military action that Israel takes because we are the largest funder, if you will, of their military assets, including all things Iron Dome.
Mm-hmm.
So Israel is savvy enough that they work other channels in order to maintain any kind of safety and intelligence operations. So when it comes to certain actions that they would take, we are very well informed on what they will do or not do. And, things could go sideways, but I think anything right now, or as we get closer to something happening, I believe it would be a soft hit on Iran, meaning more cyber, like in the realm of Stuxnet Part 2, or they would, slip mm-hmm. of the tongue, we would, mm-hmm. We would do, you know, something like with their power supply or a electromagnetic pulse. So they'll try several other things before they stop dropping bunker busters and whatnot. Things are building in a big, huge way. Now, it also depends upon what Biden would do. Biden is a completely non-conflict, non-confrontational.
Well, I want to bring into
hardly, mm-hmm. he's hardly a fan of Israel.
I want to bring into the mix that we have another flashpoint that just managed to surface again over the weekend. While the Serbs are surrounded by NATO troops, fears for another Balkan war have risen as Serbia has been getting armed up by, oh, my little friends over there in Russia.
Things are, and if you're paying attention, you have to see what China has done to Taiwan in the last couple of days.
Yep.
Flying into their airspace again and yep. again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So Biden had no business going to Nantucket and for Thanksgiving with all that is happening. All previous presidents had actually visited the troops in one form or another in theater. This cat just goes over and visits the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But things are spooling in a very interesting way. Russia, Ukraine, there's Belarus. There's a lot of non-government, government contract intelligence agencies that are going over to Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite crazy right now.
And we still have activity in Afghanistan trying to get our people out. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more. And yes, we do have some activity in Afghanistan. Whether or not it's authorized or not, I can't say, but they're still trying to get our people out of Afghanistan.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so
either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own, the car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all that too. But where you really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance all together. That's where you save your money. So, check them out online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So, the Omicron variant is causing unusual but mild symptoms, so says the person, the female doctor from the South African Medical Association that reported this to begin with, and says that we're going a little bit overboard.
Well, that's one opinion, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we could be exactly right. It is what they're known as now highly contagious, but she says the symptoms... you do not lose your sense of taste. However, you do have some weakness in your body and your muscles ache. Well, that sounds like a typical flu kind of thing.
Sure does.
But your big pharmaceuticals, again, the Modernas, the Pfizers, the AstraZenecas and whatnot, they're all looking at the data very, very closely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is Dr. Fauci been in all this? Because his data comes in, which I would argue had come in, you know, at least 2 or 3 weeks ago, he should have been looking at it and talking about it. He didn't. He didn't do a blasted thing until it was reported in the media. So this tells me that... It's proof. There's no question this guy's a fraud.
But he is the science, remember? He said that again yesterday.
Yeah,
he
whatever,
is the science.
Right? Well, if he was the science, then he would have been on top of this.
You bet.
Reacting to it.
You bet.
And he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been finished with him for a long, long time.
I think most of us have.
We are where we are. So, the big question is now, what are these countries and what are these corporations going to do next? That's the scary part. Are we going right back into where we were months ago, you know, a year ago? I have a feeling that we've learned a lot, and not because of the CDC or the National Institute of Health or the FDA. We've learned a lot in spite of all of that. Now, what are these entities going to do next?
All right.
Question.
Let's go to the phone line. I think we've got Elliot on the line. Good morning, Elliot. Is that you?
Yes, that's correct, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Denise. You know, you guys are hitting on all cylinders with this guy, Fauci. You know, he got Dana Function stamped on his forehead. He is a murderer. Look here, I like to, if you can give me 60 seconds, Captain, I'd like to comment on something and see what Denise think about it. The CEOs of high-end department stores that are being looted for millions in blue states should be shut down and moved in more safe areas with proper policing in red states. Now, every red state believes in law and order. Blue state supports low bail or no bail at all, commit crime, tear up the community. Louis Vuitton, Nordstrom, Gucci, and other high-end stores, get out. If blue states want your product, let them purchase from your 1-800 number or online. America is sick of this crap. This whole scene is a result of constipated school boards, city council, county commissioners, mayor, governors. They have failed the states of California and many other blue states. This is what Larry Elder has been talking about for years on this program.
Yep.
Social media is a dark, evil world, young people. They have destroyed the mindset of many young, aspiring young people. Do not let them destroy your young mind, people. Thank you very much. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you, Elliot. Boy, he was cooking on all 9.5 cylinders, too.
These coordinated smashing grabs are happening on apps on the phones, WhatsApp and Telegram and
right.
So forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is California, remember, didn't really classify any crime on theft unless it was above $950.
Correct.
Now all of a sudden Newsom is panicking somewhat. Wham, wham, wham. But it isn't just the high-end stores. I mean, they certainly get hit, but Best Buy is getting hit. Home Depot is getting hit. So I would say that, you know, that these stores should be hiring private armed security.
You bet. And one of them got killed the other night, by the way.
I saw that. off duty, but he was, I think he was unarmed.
No, he was armed. It was a police officer. He got involved in the fight with him, and he got shot and killed.
Oh, that's true. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a whole other way to go about all of this, and I don't think that retailers are being nearly aggressive enough. And I would say that you can't rely on the police. They're responders. They're not they're not in front of all of this. I think some of them are trying. Some of the police departments are trying to be in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to get inside the network. But in the meanwhile, it isn't just California either. I mean, it's been going on.
Well, they set a trap for them over the weekend in California at this jewelry store where they tried to get in once before, and they stole all the big sledgehammers and all that stuff, and they caught them. They caught them.
Well, you know, when you've got 80 of them that go into a store and do a smash and grab and you only arrest three,
mm-hmm.
you got a long way to go.
This was about a dozen. Okay, one more phone call. We'll see what we got here. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, Denise. Good morning, Denise. Captain, would you not agree that Dr. Mengele, Fauci, and Bill Gates, who are both developing and financing this coronavirus the virus, that they both came from a household that was led by well-known eugenicists? Thank you. I'll take your answer off the air.
All right. Go ahead.
I think all of the nasty work on all things COVID-19, on the gain of function in the virus, I think all that nasty work's already been done. And I think we still have a lot to learn about how far and wide the financing and who was doing it all is still to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're finding out some interesting things here, but the lethalness and the purposefulness of this virus, I think, is becoming pretty well established.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, you know, we have these variants, but I don't think the variants are something new. I think the virus was designed under gain of function to have all of these variants, plural.
Mm-hmm.
So China's not going to cooperate. Some of these other scientists and virologists across the world are working pretty hard, but media is kind of shutting down some of their voices. So this president, Biden, he's not going to challenge China. He's not going to challenge Fauci. And, you know, if you go to CIA and see what they're doing, or if you go to World Health Organization, China holds the upper hand on all of this. And for this reason, I would not be going to the Olympics. Sadly so. I wouldn't be doing it.
Correct.
I'd be telling major corporations that got large manufacturing businesses in China,
shut them down and move them out. Yep.
That's right.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Have yourself a great day. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back. Going to be talking about some military news that has surfaced over the weekend, including this Bosnia-Serbian thing again. Unbelievable that we're talking about that, but that could explode at any moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Travelers are traveling and shoppers are shopping, just like the predictions for this Thanksgiving holiday period. Shoppers are also preparing their trigger fingers to click up the best deals on Cyber Monday. Shoppers expect to spend almost $1,000 on gifts this holiday season on average. That's about where the 2019 levels for spending during the holidays were. President Biden has returned from his holiday on Nantucket Island. He was at the White House getting an immediate briefing on COVID-19 and the new variant. Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana speaking about the importance of vaccinations in the face of this latest variant.
Get vaccinated. If you meet the guidelines, go ahead and get your booster shot. And so follow the recommendations. As a physician, I would just say follow the recommendations on who to be vaccinated.
That from ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have 2 locations to serve you. I'm going to tell you where they're at and what they can help you to become by being all you can be. Of course, that's an Army term, but I had to throw that in there. In the meantime, I'll be right back right after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they can train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida. In my backyard, I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, in either case, you should take the tour of one of their facilities and see what they're all about. Now, you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Now, when you take the tour, you're not only going to see the campus and see the curriculum and all the different things that they have to offer, but you're also going to see and be able to talk to students along the way, teachers along the way, instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the folks that can help you either get a student loan if that's what you need, or to access your GI Bill benefits, being a veteran. And, of course, if you're post 9/11 and you haven't used your benefits, and most of you haven't, if you're post 9/11, your veterans will be there 100% for you to use. Now, if you're pre-9/11, you may have used some of your educational benefits up already. You may have some left. You may not. But in either case, you can certainly qualify for a student loan, and they will tell you what exactly it is that you've got left in terms of GI benefits and what it is that you need to do if you want to continue. So there you go. Now, all that being said, again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Now, you heard me talk about Bosnia. We have a situation there again after all these years. NATO is still there, by the way. They're still there because every now and then things explode over there between the Serbians and the Bosnians, because they do not get along at all, period. Now we have found out over the weekend that while the Serbs are surrounded by NATO troops, which they are, fears for another Balkan war have risen because Serbia is getting armed up complements of Russia. And that Russia is giving them some very serious armaments. It's not that they're just giving them beans, bullets, and rifles. They're giving them missiles. They're giving them artillery. They're giving them tanks. Wow. And then you've got the Ukraine and Belarus. And nobody knows what's going to happen over there either, with 94,000 Russia troops sitting over there in the Ukraine. Nobody knows. So, or on the border, rather. So we have that, plus we know about, of course, Iran and what's happening there. Because we heard late last week from General Kenneth McKenzie, the commander of CENTCOM, who told Time magazine that Iran, in a very short time, could have a nuclear weapon. Now, we know they've been developing it. We know that they may, in fact, have a bomb or two, but they have no way of getting it to its target yet. And they certainly haven't been able to make the nuclear explosive small enough to put on a missile which could actually hit anything with any accuracy, because the scuds they've got, if they were to use that, there's no guarantee they can ever hit what they're being aimed at, as we all know. Now, U.S. officials have spoken in recent days of other options, should efforts to bring Iran back to the nuclear deal fail. And what McKenzie had to say was that the diplomats were in the lead on this, but Central Command always has had a variety of plans that we could execute if directed, which could include things like bunker busters, or more. But it appears what they're going to do is try diplomacy again and maybe throw on some more sanctions. Maybe. We'll see. To be continued. To be continued. Now, the United States still has a lot of tools to use in Afghanistan, according to General Clark, who happens to be the top special operations officer. Now, he's saying that the violent extremism that attacked us on September 11th is still there in Afghanistan. And we can never forget that, ever. Because Afghanistan, once again, is going to be used as a stepping stone, and make no mistake about it, to train and to launch other attacks on either the United States or our allies. Now, that's not me talking. That's me repeating what I've heard from the experts in various reports, which you can go and find out, too, about. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure all that stuff out. And this is serious, serious stuff that's going down. Serious stuff. And we need to pay attention to what's going on in Afghanistan. As well as now, Serbia. We need to pay attention to what's going on there. The Middle East, of course, it's never going to go away. But then we have the border. Now, the border is a homeland security problem, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. Now, whether or not our Department of Homeland Secretary Mayorkas wants to admit that we have a serious problem there, and that the Remain in Mexico policy is not the only way we're going to solve this, we have to stop these people at the border. Have to. We don't know what's getting in here in terms of terrorists, the drugs that keep coming into the country. They'll create a diversion in one area, and they'll sneak in another area. It happens all the time. You hear about it, you see it. Consequently, we need to finish the wall. And anybody with a brain in their head would know that. Joe Biden knows that, as senile as he may be. He knows that. Kamala Harris knows that. The Democrats know that. The governors along those states know that. Especially in Texas, where they've seen what that wall can do. And New Mexico, even though New Mexico's not going to lift a finger to do anything because they have a Democratic governor. But to be continued, coming up next, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. It's going to be an interesting money day today. We're going to talk about the price of oil, too, which is down. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity.
teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, and find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Mr. Watchdog, did you have a great Turkey Day?
Yes, I did. How about yourself?
Not too shabby. Did your team win in football?
Giants won this weekend, and the Jets won this weekend. But, you know, it's kind of meaningless football at this point in time because neither of them are making the playoffs, so who cares?
Well, the Bucks won, and, boy, they did it in going-away fashion. But Brady had to come from behind again, but here we go, you know. So there you go.
Yeah, it was football. His coach has been playing good football, so
yep.
That's a big.
Yep. Now, I got to ask you a question here. We talked about this Friday when you were on Black Friday. The markets have dropped down now, anticipating God knows what, but we don't really know where we're going with this virus that's shown up here, the Omicron, as they're calling it. And the price of oil is way down. I mean, it dropped $10 a barrel, West Texas crude, almost $10 a barrel, Brent crude, $78 a barrel is the future price right now, down $12 from where it was on Wednesday. And the price of gasoline, I told you, and I could hear you falling off the chair when I told you, the price of gasoline, wholesale price at the refinery now is $2.03 a gallon.
Yeah, it's a bit of an overreaction to everything. Again, it's almost like this stuff I find it very hard to believe on a day, Friday, which is usually a very slow trading day for the markets, most people out of work, that all of this information is going to come out at that point in time that it wasn't pre-planned to actually move markets. Because, you know, the lack of traders that are in, the ability to, you know, you do computerized tradings to push markets in one direction. So, I'm having a tough time buying into this. This whole COVID thing is turning out to be like a big advertising campaign for the elites at this point in time. You know, just when you think you've gotten somewhere, oh, they got to come up with some new and strange thing to get their pictures in the paper. Again, I mean, from all, you know, information that had come out and just came out on Friday is that the people that have contracted this new variant, it's the symptoms are very mild.
It's like the flu. It's like getting the flu.
They said it's much milder than that. I mean, you know, people, you know, we're going to get colds. We're going to get sick. We're going to catch the flu. This is not going to go away. At some point in time, you're going to have to, you know, move on with your lives. I mean, this is getting to be ridiculous at this point in time. There's going to be further variants. There's going to be issues that are out there. We cannot continue to shut the world down and act like this. But again, you know, I don't trust the people that are in charge. So you have that risk that's out there. You got a guy like Biden that, you know, who knows who he's going to listen to at what point in time and do something drastic. My thing is, don't bet on the end of the world. It's only going to happen one time. And when you have panics and you have sell-offs like this, and they've been a much more frequent occurrence over the past decade or so and then some, you kind of let them go by the wayside and you don't let them affect what you're doing.
All right, we've got a caller, so let's take the caller. Good morning. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, sir. Chris, I kind of have thought for a long time that the market is way overvalued. You know, we're due to the current economic situation, I have trouble, you know, believing that the market is legitimately, what, 30,000? You know, some of these companies like Chipotle or what, $1,500 a share or whatever it was the last time I checked it. I do believe there's a crash coming. Now, I know there was one in like 89, there was one in 2000, there was one in 1929, and I know they have fail safes. If the market goes down too much, the kill switch is thrown and the trading is suspended. But I really believe, sir, that we are in for a epic crash. There's no legitimate reason why the values are as high as they are. So is a crash coming, and when do you think it's coming? Because I think it's pretty much in right around the corner. What's your thought on that? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Chris.
I bet, you know, as people tell me all the time, there's always somebody that say that there's going to be a crash right around the corner. Assume that they're going to happen. Assume that if you're going to get in your automobile and you drive, at some point in time, they're more than likely going to get into an accident.
Yep.
You know, that it is what it is. There's really not much you're going to go ahead and deal with that. As far as the valuations, you know, this is why you take profits as things go up and you rotate them into other assets that have not done as well. And mm-hmm. this is what has made us successful over the years. It's what works. Do I know in the market system? Nobody does. Nobody does. It's like playing roulette. And you never know what it's going to make it happen. As far as valuations, I mean, it's all relative based upon the amount of money that's printed out there. Money's going to find a home somewhere. So, you know, let's say that the market sells off. Let's say there's a 20, 30, 40% market correction, rip your face off. Where's that money going to go? What assets is it? It's got to find a home somewhere. I think if interest rates come up, and I wish they did, I wish money was priced accordingly so I could actually get some risk-free assets that actually yielded something in people's portfolios, that would be great. But, you know, the reality of the situation is that our government keeps growing and the Fed keeps printing money. And, you know, I don't see these rates coming up to any sort of normal levels, which, again, this is why money goes to more into risk like assets, because people are looking for yield. So this is a part of the entire dynamic that's out there. But be well aware that if market corrections, crashes happen, and every single time one has happened, they're taking advantage of it. They end up being buying opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take the big box stores for a moment, because Black Friday wasn't all it was cracked up to be, and it looks like as if the shopping levels were off by about 28% around the country. However, Amazon, once again, is reporting that shopper optimism is growing over there on their end of the spectrum. They said labor, however, is still a challenge for them.
Well, yeah, listen, they're paying $3,000 bonuses for people to come on and just show up and come in to work.
Right.
I don't know if maybe your listeners have come with the same frustration that I have now with some of the big box stores. And I have, you know, have to go and get things, you know, got some, you know, Christmas stuff at Home Depot. I went to, you know, get some other things at another store. But sometimes you walk in these places and it doesn't feel like anybody's working there, for crying out loud. You know, it's hard to find people. You know, one of the reasons why I go into these stores is maybe to ask questions and to get help. But, you know, nowadays, if you don't want to, you know, do that, you can just order it and send it to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to go into Staples and get stuff. I don't. I just have the stuff delivered to home. And I think that's what they want. I think mm-hmm. they want to eliminate more and more of their actual footprint. And I think they want to go to more sales that are better online, at least some of the places.
Yeah, well, they're cutting back on labor, and that's what they want to do. Okay, here comes the music. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check him out. Frank Silvano's right around the corner. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.